This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now on the program is Jim Calvin of the Eagle Crest Foundation Board of Directors. Hello, Jim. Welcome.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate the time to talk with you about the foundation.
Absolutely. So why don't you start by sharing about the mission of the foundation?
Well, Eagle Crest Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 organization whose sole purpose is to support Eagle Crest ski area through fundraising, securing grant revenues, and other activities that will enhance the benefit of Eagle Crest to the community.
Okay, and what are some of the main projects that the foundation takes on?
Well, I think one of our landmark projects certainly was the Porcupine Chairlift fundraising campaign that was, gosh, it's been 10 years now, I think. We set a target of $100,000 to raise to support construction of the lift, and it ended up raising $140,000 total for the project. That was, again, sort of the premier project that we've been involved in. But we also support the Books to Boards program, which is a really excellent program that gets middle school age kids up on the mountain. And these are kids that normally wouldn't have an opportunity to ski and snowboard. The program, you know, provides lessons and equipment and lift tickets so that kids who might not otherwise have a chance to participate in a really fun winter activity can get a chance to be exposed to it. So that's really been a great program for us and is sort of a hallmark of what we try to do as a foundation, which is to support opportunities for kids to get up onto the mountain. We've also been involved in fundraising for some construction projects, other construction projects on the mountain, re-roofing the nest and securing some crushed rock for construction projects, help purchase some snow guns and a variety of other things.
Can you talk a little bit about where sources of funding come from?
You bet. We've quite a range of fundraising sources. We've had some really important partners over the years, including Hall & America Princess and Avista, Mendenhall Auto. We have done a number of fundraising activities, events that have generated revenue. We have individual donations that come in each year, a little bit of estate donations and that sort of thing. Our principal revenue source at the moment is via the Eagle Crest Operating Endowment Fund, which Bill and Katie Corbis created in 2014.
Okay, and why do you think Eagle Crest is important to Juno?
Well, it really is important. I don't think most people recognize that it's an important part of our economy. It's a great wintertime activity for sure, but you know, thousands of Junoites enjoy Eagle Crest, and it keeps people in Juno who might not otherwise be here. It keeps many of our folks who would otherwise be summertime residents, keeps them here year round. So it's an important source of recreational activity for sort of location neutral residents or for seasonal residents. So in that respect, it keeps people in town and creates some economic activity. But it's just such a great, you know, I've been involved in Eagle Crest either through the ski area board of directors or the foundation for, gosh, coming up on 15 years. But you see what skiing how skiing and snowboarding can change the lives of young people. There's just something about the activity. It's outdoors, it's physical, and there's a very real progression as kids learn the sport, as they start on the bunny hill, and then they progress to the Hooter lift, and then to the ptarmigan lift, and just to see the pride that develops as kids can gain confidence and learn the sport. So it's just super rewarding in that regard. And further, it is the kind of activity that you can be 3 years old or you can be 83 years old, be up on the mountain having a great time. So it's just a tremendous resource in that regard.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about that very thing, about the age span of people that you see up there, and also just the huge sense of community. You know, you just see so many different people from so many walks of the community that all congregate up there. Looks like we're getting an early start to the ski season. I did hear that Eagle Crest is forecasting a December 5th opening, unless they're able to open possibly even earlier some reports of some real avid skiers. The parking lot last weekend, people who were hiking up, it looked like a typical ski day. So that bodes pretty well for a good start of the season. I know they're also taking a lot of measures to make sure that people are COVID safe up there.
That's right. And it sounds like there's a pretty good snowfall in our immediate forecast. So fingers crossed that we're all going to be up in the mountain here soon. The winterside activity is it's fun to see the activity gear up, but it's been quite an interesting summer up there too as well. That's just, again, the parking lot will be nearly full with hikers and bikers and berry pickers and people walking their dogs. So it's really becoming a tremendous year-round resource for Juneau.
Terrific. Well, Jim, was there anything else that you wanted to share today about the work of the foundation?
Well, I guess I would like to acknowledge the tremendous contribution that Bill and Katie Corbis have made with the creation of the endowment in 2014. That was a $2 million initial endowment, and each year $100,000 spins off of that endowment to the Eagle Crest Foundation, and then we pass that on to the Eagle Crest ski area. So that's proving to be a really important part of sustaining Eagle Crest and making sure that it stays a great asset for Juneau.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. Well, if people would like to learn more about the work that you're doing, is there a website that they could go to?
Yeah, eaglecrestfoundation.org is a good place to get some information. And if you're so inclined, there's an opportunity there to make a bit of a donation too.
Okay, terrific. Jim Calvin of the Eagle Crest Foundation Board, thank you so much for joining us today, and happy skiing this winter.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay, take care.